Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Your soul or your life, mortal. Choose wisely.
Look, I already have a patron, so I can't give you my soul, but how about some Rolling in the Geek episodes?
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there, I'm Harkos Ironjaw Pissarro. I'm a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge. I keep fighting to find the cause of this dragon uprising, because it's what Trevor would want me to do. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Lanros Bonejour, servant of the great god Acrasius. This cult that calls themselves his followers have twisted his teachings into something unnatural. It is my belief that there is no need to torture the weak, for broken people, like broken bones, only grow stronger. Portrayed by Brad Konauer.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team takes their rest after Harkos gets back to sleep from his crazy dream. The night goes well and everyone gets a nice sleep in. After all awaken, they set out into the night after paying off the barkeep to make sure that he tells no one that they were there. In the streets, they see that this circle of the city is pretty much a constant party during the night. The people relegated to this section of the city drink and enjoy the vices of life to their heart's content, but only within the outer ring. They travel through the streets, but eventually Lanros discovers that they are being followed, and he shields Ansigar from an arrow that is fired. Harkos pursues the attacker, but when he catches him, the man bites something in his mouth and spontaneously combusts. They make it to the alley by the broken spool, and they head to the back so that they can scope out the area of the meeting. Lanros finds a single coin amidst the debris in the alley, and upon picking it up, the coin shakes, and after a puff of smoke, there is a woman standing there who tells them she is Zuriel, and that she is there to make sure Ansigar doesn't allow Dragonrock to be used ever again. And that is where we pick back up. So you've had this weird conversation with Zuriel about whether or not it's normal to be a coin. Then she makes her last little statement about Ansigar and Dragonrock. So she is standing there pseudo-aggressively,
She hasn't pulled her weapon yet, but she's kind of prepared. So what do you do?
I will also put a hand on my weapon.
So Harkos is going to notice everything. What was her like? Do you recall what her exact verbiage was that she used as we called it last time?
I roughly estimated
as to what she said, just because I don't want to, because she was like, she said something along the lines of, "I'm here to make sure you don't keep Dragonrock off the surface," or something like that. From ever reaching the surface again.
If I remember it correctly, she said, because I had it written down, but I deleted the document. And that's my own fault.
You're fine.
And she said something along the lines of, "I'm here to make sure that Dragonrock doesn't see the light of day."
Okay, that's fine.
I can confirm that if you want. I can pull up the file.
No, that's okay. I just wanted to make sure I was along the same thought path, because I'm going to base what Harkos retorts on that. I didn't want to say something semi out of left field because I'm misremembering the quote. So we were along a similar thought path on what was actually said. So this should go fine. So Harkos, in seeing that she is pseudo aggressive and is ready to fight, and that the what's his name over here, because I still haven't learned Brad's new name yet, Lanros. I keep Lanros. Wanting to say Ross. Lanros. Anyway, Lanros is like readies himself to Harkos is gonna step up. What? Wait. We don't want it to reach people either. It's kind of why we came with Ansikar, is to put an end to whoever the Dragonrock dealings were with. Nick is only just now realizing that this could be a ploy to get us to reveal our hand and then we all die. That's okay.
So you've like, if you done stuff with the Dragonrock, I'm very confused now, because I was supposed to meet as a double agent for... Wait, hold on. I am very confused. That is Ansigar, correct? Ansigar, the blessed champion of Torm.
Yes.
And he is supposed to be here to sell me Dragonrock.
Correct.
So, this is where the falling off point is. How am I supposed to buy Dragonrock from him if you don't want to sell Dragonrock? And therefore put an end to Dragonrock coming from Iron's Edge.
Well, you see, we've already dealt with the Dragonrock issue at the point of contention in Iron's Edge, and we came along with Ansigar to meet whomever was on the other end of Iron's Edge's dealings to follow it up the chain and hopefully stop this whole problem, because it seems like a continental one.
Apparently I am behind on the news. I did not know.
Well, this was only a few days ago that we made the resolution in Iron's Edge Finite.
You know, you should have told me this when I was a coin. This would have been far less awkward.
How would I know to speak? Harkos is going to grab his bag of gold pieces. Should I have therapeutic sessions with this, just in case there's more of you? How am I to know what coins to talk to? I don't understand. Why would I speak to a coin?
You don't speak to just any old coin. You talk to me coin, not those coins. Oh, jeez.
Please don't say me coin. It gives me trauma. That's a callback. tiny man and his coins, and we touched him, and we saw the dark side of Iron's Edge, and oh, Trevor's gone. Everything's bad.
Everything's bad.
I would appreciate if you didn't say it.
Do you need like a hug?
No. I'm fine.
You kind of look like you need a hug.
I feel great.
Large man. I think he needs a hug. You were not responding, and I don't appreciate it. I spoke directly to you. You are the only large man here.
I'm not going to give him a hug.
Yeah, I barely know this guy.
We met on the train.
Oh, you took the train.
I do not know what this Dragon Rock is either.
Well, now I'm very confused. I'm very, very confused.
Okay, listen. He was not part of the... Iron's Edge called out for help.
Yes?
A handful of people answered. When we got there, Ansagar was already there. There was lots going on. There were monsters coming from their mine because they dug too deep for said Dragon Rock. Things escalated rather quickly because of the Dragon Rock. We dealt with the monsters in the mine. We excommunicated Ely and Tinleaf from the town, restored ownership of Iron's Edge to Melia Tinleaf, and Ansagar here, well, he came along as a person of just happened to be going to the wrong place, and we needed to also go to the wrong place. But in between, when we met Ansagar and now, I don't really, and Harkus is going to turn and look, and I don't really know what to say our relationship is, but we've stopped the stuff in Iron's Edge, but this man, and I'm going to point to Lanros, he was not there. I had different companions that didn't make it this far.
Like, did they like wander off?
No, people came for Ansagar and they gave their life protecting him.
Oh. Well, I am sorry to hear that. I never like to hear someone dying. Do you need caught up to speed then, big man?
I'm sure I will learn along the way.
Cool. Okay. Thanks. Awesome. So we're kind of in an awkward place because I don't know what to do with you all now.
Yes, a very awkward place because we were supposed to get more information and apparently there is none.
Oh, yes. this was all a ploy. So no, there's not any real information here. It took a lot of threading to different stories together to get to even get Elian to trust me enough to try to send the Dragon Rock here to for me to be the intermediary. And
me and my friends just beat the information out of him and then threatened to starve him if he withheld anything else.
Now, you see, in hindsight, that seems like an easier option. But you might have been better placed than I was for such an option. So, kudos for that. Was it fun? Was it fun? To beat the beating?
In the moment, yes. It felt quite nice. He was planning on caving a mine in on top of us, so it was very nice comeuppance to see him besmirched as such.
Not to talk bad about anybody, but he was kind of a tool.
Yes, but he also knew how to wield other people as tools as well.
But apparently our vernacular is different here. See, where I come from, it's a derogatory term for someone who is an a-hole.
I picked up your understanding. I'm just saying that whether he was a tool or not, he was rather smart in the way he manipulated people.
So is there Dragon Rock still being mined from Iron's Edge, or is it all that's a done deal?
As long as the powers that be remain the powers that be within Iron's Edge, Dragon Rock will be brought out of their mines no more.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Everyone in control there knows the damage it has the capacity to do. They know of the damage it has done already. And they know not what it was being supplied for in the first place. So they are stopping henceforth.
Just to play devil's advocate a little bit, do you have Trevor's hammer with you?
Yeah, I definitely. It's on my back.
I was just curious.
I technically have a dagger made of it too, but me don't thinks that showing this woman the dragon rock I have is a very smart situation right now. But yes, I do have Trevor's hammer.
I knew you had the dagger. The reason why I asked about the hammer was because it would be a little more obvious than the dagger.
So you're just trying to help Ken fuck me. I understand.
That's why I said I'm playing devil's advocate here.
So you're the restraints and Ken's the... I got it.
Did you have a full resurrection?
What do you mean?
Did you have a full resurrection in Iron's Edge? I'm going to take that as a no. I think that you would understand my meaning. Okay. So no, that is a good thing.
Oh, sorry. My player was a little slow on the uptick there. Kind of. It didn't get very big before we dealt with it, but there was one, yes.
Please explain your meaning a little bit more.
Cultists kidnapped a priest, poisoned him with something. He went crazy screaming down into the mines, laid an egg out of his mouth, out hatched a white dragon. We killed it. It turned to dust. We fixed the priest up.
Oh, that's nothing. that's just some minor bits. Okay.
I did say kinda.
That was not the kind of resurrection I was talking. That's nothing.
Okay.
Iron's Edge, I can tell you, is far luckier than yes.
So
do explain.
Harkos.
Me or him? I don't know which one you're talking to right now. You have a very broad face, and you're looking at both of us.
I'm looking right at her right now.
With at least one of his eyes, apparently, according to Ken.
You don't have the like predator eyes. You're more to the side, so it's kind of hard for me to. Okay, that's fine. Full resurrection, as in you have a large dragon above the city, tearing it apart.
Excuse me.
Yeah, that hasn't happened there, I'm assuming, then?
The dragons have been dead.
I kind of shoot Harkos a glance, like a very questioning glance. Not a bad one, but like questioning.
So I'm gonna look at him.
Kind of like, is she fucking crazy?
I'll look at him and be like, remember how I was... so opposed to you speaking of cultists? Yes, well, ours are bringing back dragons.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh, man. Have you heard of the town named God damn it. Entifus?
Have I?
No.
Nope.
No.
I'm assuming no for me also as well.
No, the name brings no bells. Like, there's nothing. Your brain has nothing.
Okay.
That's because it's gone. That they had a dragon rock supply below them. They mined it, accidentally resurrected a dragon, and now it's gone.
How do you accidentally resurrect a dragon?
Well, they accidentally mined it, and then once that little bit of boof got out, then your friends, the robed gentlemen, they made sure that they wormed their way in. Haha, worm. But
I do not find this situation humorous.
She is far too excited about things.
It is gone. It is just gone. And this should bother a lot more people than it does, but they don't remember it. Nobody does. Nobody. It's a weird thing. Very weird. But at this moment, there is a fully live dragon in Riven.
Wouldn't that be noticeable?
No. If it were out rampaging everywhere, then yes, but at the moment it is not.
What kind of dragon?
It's a red one. Its name is Pylorvo, if you don't remember that.
Do you know the name Rimgar by chance?
No, I do not.
Right. Well, being as you're the first person that I've come across with this kind of knowledge, do you happen to know what this is? And Harkos is going to pull out the reliquary.
Oh my gods.
What is that?
That is a dragon.
It looks like a jar.
That is the soul, the spirit, the essence of a dragon.
This was beneath Iron's Edge.
Oh. Oh dear. Okay.
One of the robed figures we were dispatching him, he took responsibility for everything that had been going wrong at Iron's Edge, and my team and I, we dealt with him, and as he was about to pass on, magic from this dragon rock statue started wreathing around him and pulling him in, and we stopped that as well, and in the rubble in the center of the statue was this reliquary. So we took it.
You've just been carrying it around with you.
Would you rather I leave it somewhere?
Oh, God. Oh, God. You didn't break it, did you? Like, you didn't open it?
Not all the way.
But not all the way.
Yes, my companion, I was unconscious at the time, but when my friend found it, he did not know what it was, and he attempted to break the seal, and he said he felt something attempt to invade him, so he immediately stopped, and we did not touch it further. Yes, I know it. That was the moment he chose to roll very well.
You were very close. You were very, 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 very close to having a full, large, very, very large, very, very live dragon
Well, I did say kinda before, so...
But you did not give me that information. You gave me the other information, which is just, it's an infant. It's nothing.
I didn't feel like I necessarily needed to give you all the information. I didn't know what this was.
You say an infant dragon is nothing.
Comparatively.
Again, I glance at Harkos very questioning, like, excuse me?
And I'll look at Landros with, it didn't feel like nothing.
Comparatively, it is nothing. It's like discussing the power of a single horse to one of the trains that you rode to get here. Vastly different topics.
If you say so.
Okay, well, Fun. Oh, God. I don't even know what to do from here. I don't even know what to do. Okay.
Perhaps.
Can I have that?
No. I don't know you. I don't even know that I can trust you. And to be quite honest, I'm getting more and more upset by the moment because, as funny as it may seem, I came to this meeting with Ansagar under the impression that we were going to further our mission in seeking what was happening with this Dragon Rock and who was bringing back dragons and everything, and me and my best friend got on a train and came here, and he died on that train, and then we met you, who has no information, who is serving as a double agent for the other side, meaning that my quest to this point in time was fruitless. My friend died so that you could be upset that a dragon didn't arise in Iron's Edge, that we only fought a baby dragon, that we kind of cracked a reliquary. I don't really appreciate this situation at all.
You are apparently misunderstanding my intent. I am not upset that you did not get Big Dragon. I am upset that it happened at all. Dragons do not belong here. They were supposed to be wiped from existence, but they were not. And now people are starting to find pieces of them that are left behind. And it's bad. It's very, very bad.
So why don't you connect us with who you report to and we work together?
I don't report to anybody. I report to me. So there's no one left. It's just me.
My statement still stays true.
I'm working with you at this moment. I am not just trying to rob you and run away with the jar. I'm trying to figure things out.
At that statement, Harkos is going to tuck away the jar because he's much more uncomfortable.
There's almost no one out there that's actually trying to prevent this from happening anymore. They lasted a long time, but now it's just me.
Then we join forces and continue our search.
But going back to the bird, not trusting me, I don't trust you guys. I don't know if what you're telling me is true, and I don't know what your true intentions are. You're telling me something, but...
Well, perhaps I can help with this. If you don't mind a little bit of magic...
Okay.
So, I'm going to... I'm going to step back and, well, I guess I can stay where I'm at. How close is everybody to me?
You were holding onto her ponytail. So, she hasn't really moved.
So, I'm right next to her. How about Harkos and Phil?
I'm talking distance. I mean, I came up when it turned into a person.
OK, Can we assume everyone's within 30 feet?
Yeah.
So I'm going to cast Zone of Truth.
Okay.
And I will inform everyone that I'm casting Zone of Truth.
Oh, okay. It's fine. I submit to it. So if you just want to submit to it, then you can submit to it.
Yeah,
if
you're within the range. You don't have to make the savings throw.
Yep.
So, by all means, ask any questions. I'm sure my companions have nothing to hide.
It goes the other way, too, if you have any questions that you want to ask of me. I'm here to hopefully help you, as long as the directions stay in the same wavelength. Anyway, should I start it with, like, simple, like, to make sure, like, your, like, names and then where you were born and all that? No, that's silly. Okay. What are your intentions with the reliquary?
Well, knowing now that it's a dragon, to keep it from everyone.
It's noble, but in the long run, unsustainable.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
For flavor purposes, can we say that the look of the Zone of Truth is like a spectral skeleton that hovers by whoever's talking, and if they lie, it like changes to a red color?
Sure.
Just because I think that would be hilarious. So it's like behind him and it like awkwardly smiles when it's the truth.
Jesus.
This is the most uncomfortable area that I've ever been in. Okay.
Well, at the end
it's
of
a,
the...
it's a noble, what you say is a noble goal, but it is in the long run not sustainable.
Well, then I suppose I must find a way to destroy it, shouldn't I? Because I can't just smash it here on the ground. That would be bad.
That would be awful. That would be the entity within there would find the nearest powerful enough body and then make it his.
I know which body that would be. It would go after Trevor. He was so strong.
I kind of want to smash it now.
If I can't have him, nobody can.
And she takes a look at you while you're talking. And actually, I think it'd go to you.
Beg your pardon?
Your eyes.
What about my eyes?
Have they always had that blue ring around them?
According to recent memory, yes.
Are you sure?
Lately, yes, they have always had this blue ring. No, I wasn't born this way.
You did not. You were not. You were more Lady Gaga and not. Okay.
I do not understand your reference.
Never mind. Pop culture from a different era. Okay. So that means that you were touched by Toravir. If you want to roll a history check on the name.
As Nick is rolling the history check, Harkos is going to go, I will have you know, I've been very specifically careful about who is allowed to touch me, and I do not recall anyone named Torvir, I got a 16, touching me at all.
Landros, are you...
What happened?
Sorry, roll a history.
You must have cut out.
Roll a history check on the name Torabir.
Natural 20 on the die, and plus 4, 24.
That was the blue dragon tyrant, was Torabir.
Did I get that too?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut at the moment.
You've been touched by Torabir. The blue ring around your eyes is enough to tell me that.
First of all, I don't appreciate you thinking I just let anyone touch me willy-nilly. And second of all, I don't even know any Torvirs. I know some weird named people, yes, but not...
Torvir was a dragon tyrant. He was the blue one, specifically, hence the color.
Well, I didn't like my monk history class, thank you very much. It's not my fault.
Most of this knowledge is not exactly common. It's not necessarily taught in most places. It's more word of mouth.
This thing, and Harker's going to gesture to his eyes, it happened in a fight.
Well, you said that someone had cracked the seal on the reliquary.
Yes.
Part of that essence escaped and through some series of events got pulled into you.
But this happened before the reliquary.
I don't think it did.
It did.
It was when you killed the kobold. And it was after the reliquary was found, because you were talking to him about the reliquary.
Oh, right. It was all in the same vein. That's right.
It was a quick series of events, but
I thought we cracked the reliquary after the kobold died.
No,
because you were trying to ask him about the reliquary.
And we're like, why don't we just open it?
Oh,
and then you felt something.
So since it didn't grab me, it obviously grabbed him.
But it was a combination of when I used the kobold and shit came out of the kobold into me, and the reliquary was kind of open. It was an amalgam of the two actions.
Okay. So you said that you kind of let something out of the jar. And then through some series of events, it was transferred to you.
I mean, I guess, but I didn't have any contact with the jar at all. I was dealing with some kobolds.
Once the entity or part of the entity is outside of the jar, it's going to travel until it finds a suitable host. And somehow it landed on you.
Well, I don't like that at all.
But no one should like that. It's a very unpleasant... It's an unpleasant predicament to be in.
I would like it out, please.
I don't personally know how to do that. I'm debating on how much I like you at this point.
Funny. Same.
Has it caused you any harm?
I mean, people keep asking me questions, but I suppose no more than they usually do when they see me.
Well, at the moment, it means that some small piece of Toravir actually is sharing your body with you. And if something were to happen with that jar, you would be the first place that its spirit would try to go. It needs a vessel in order to manifest itself back into this world. He is.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Very powerful.
Well,
and I would imagine that transition would be very unpleasant.
On the bright side, at least we know where it'll go.
You know what?
That is hardly a bright side.
I'm finding it harder and harder to appreciate your presence.
I don't personally know if there's anything that can be done, but all right, I'm gonna have her. Okay. So, here's the rub. My real name is not Zuriel. Zuriel is a given title. Zuriel was the name of one of the original mages who broke Syraxis, who broke the dragons. And I am her. She is my ancestor.
Congratulations.
A dick.
Oh, whether you see the value in that or not, but the knowledge and magic that they had, I still have access to because they kept it hidden just in case something like this were to ever happen again, that we would have access to it.
Now that is good news.
Oh, now you find it to be good news. I'm glad that you now is not you from 15 seconds ago when you were an asshole.
Oh shit.
Look, I'm sure we all have powerful ancestors from before. It means nothing if they provide us nothing. We have to look out for ourselves now. However, you having access to their power means something.
I don't know if I would go that far, but I have access to the things that they used.
And that's helpful.
Yes. And your previous comments were not, so we're on the same page. It is possible that there might be something in their repository that could siphon that off and hopefully house it, but it adds another thing on the to-do list. So
currently we have one thing on the to-do list, so
well, technically there should be five things on the to-do list. This would make six. She rolls her eyes a little bit. There's five things because there was five dragon tyrants. So their essences are going to be scattered around, and you have stumbled upon one there. One has been awakened, and the other three, I do not know.
I still do not understand how there's a dragon alive and no one knows about it.
Because people don't want people to know about it yet.
How do you hide that?
The same way that you hide an entire place being destroyed and no one remembering it. Very powerful magic. Very, very powerful magic. And lots of resources.
Powerful.
Which means
magic
that there
that
are
control a dragon.
You don't control the dragon. You don't control a dragon. Not one of these dragons, at least.
No, you are simply food for it.
Oh, you heard that.
Once or twice.
That's unpleasant speech that they use. This is food for the dragon. Ooh.
So, you say the dragon chooses to hide?
Yes, because the dragon is not stupid. It knows that one dragon tyrant on its own would fall, just like Syraxis did. But if its brethren were to awake, then you get where I'm going with this. I hope. Maybe not.
No,
it waits for its brethren. It waits for its brothers and sisters to awaken so that it can put a, dragon rule back over Riven. One dragon can cause much destruction, but it's not enough to rule over an entire continent.
The people have became soft. I'm assuming it would be much easier now than back when our ancestors were around.
I can't really disagree with you on that, but let's not talk about the softness of the people. Let's focus on I lost my train of thought. The DM lost his train of thought, but I'm staying in character for some reason.
Quick side note.
Yes.
Nick, did you ever tell Lanros about your quest to res?
No, I haven't told anyone.
I couldn't remember. I knew.
Technically, depending
Phil
on, I was going to say, like, Phil and Ansgar would have been with Harkos when those talks were had. I don't know. I'm entirely fine with Ken's decision on betwixt them, who knows and who doesn't and who is where. But Harkos hasn't specifically talked about it out loud to anyone since that moment.
Phil knows. I'm just
that's fine. Like I
Phil
said,
Phil knows. Ansgar does not. Ansgar was actually paying attention.
Harkos,
or Phil was actually paying attention. Ansgar was in La La Land.
Harkos was so enthralled by the idea that he wasn't really. I mean, it was him and that cleric were the only two people that existed in those moments, in a non-romantic sense.
No, actually, No, we need to scrub that because you were alone.
Oh, yeah, he pulled me off, like, into a separate spot, didn't he?
Yeah. And you had to rejoin the other two. So, no, nobody, you and the Tyran priest are the only ones that know.
Gotcha. Suck it, Brad.
I was just curious because there was things he was going to say if he knew, but I couldn't remember if you told him or not.
I don't fucking know who this guy is. I ain't telling you shit.
I ain't telling you shit, man. You take your bare ass away and just don't listen.
And put some clothes on. Sick of seeing your bare fucking ass.
Put your fucking clothes on. Your fucking balls are toad.
Are you good?
Maybe.
Hey, don't you get angry at him. Your train derailed. Not his.
It did. No, there was a 75 car pileup inside my noodle. It was bad. It was bad there for a second.
No survivors.
Now I'm thinking about Trevor.
Keep him out of your mind. That's mine.
Sorry.
It's my character to think about.
Okay, so you at least have the one, and that's good, but the real thing is finding who is trying to get all of the rock, because that's the thread that needs to be followed. And that was why I was coming to this, is so that I could find out the same information that you were trying to seek.
Yeah.
But apparently nobody has that information, which is very upsetting.
We tugged on that thread and you were at the other end, so it's quite displeasing, I agree.
Well, we were both tugging on the same thread from opposite directions and we found each other. Yay! Anyway.
Yes, I'm very pleased to have found you so you could tell me that a dragon, part of him, is residing in me. I was very happy just thinking that I got highlights in my eyes.
It's better to know than not, right?
I'd rather not know.
No.
is Zone of Truth still a thing? Because
it lasts for 10 minutes. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I wanted to know RP wise, like if Harkos is going to overshare or not, due to magical reasons. So back into his statement. No, it's not better to know. It makes the nightmares scarier. So.
Nightmare?
Hmm?
Nightmare?
Oh. Whatever. Yeah, yes, I had a horrible dream last night. Tonight, I guess. I woke up here in town and I was near the cathedral and there was a cloud forming above it, and then there was this bright red light that shot down at it, and then it was covered in necrosis, and I awoke very suddenly. It's not a good time.
And when he awoke, his eyes looked like this, and I'll do the thaumaturgy to my eyes.
Oh, okay, time to get out. Everybody out.
Everybody, abort! Abort mission!
Alright, she's literally, like, starting to, like, she gets her rifle slung back on her shoulder all the way, and, like, is like, looking around to make sure that there's nothing that she's to grab. She's, okay, everybody out! We need to get out of here.
Excuse me.
But That's bad. That's very bad. That's Pylorvo type bad. Apparently, he's not resting anymore. Bad. But we need to get out of here.
But all of these people, we do nothing.
What are we going to do? It's a dragon. It's a big dragon. It's a big dragon. It's going to come here and go boom, and then no more town. Did you? Okay, I am more calm now.
Good.
We need to not be here when that happens.
Well, how do we make everyone not be here when that happens?
That is not my area of expertise.
Nor is it mine.
She's just staring at you, at Harkos. She's just... Does it happen to be your area of expertise?
What?
Getting everyone...
Evacuating an entire city.
No, that's the wrong E word. See, I exterminated a mine. I didn't... I guess you could consider it evacuating if by evacuating you mean I evacuated the life out of their bodies so that they couldn't leave the mine to terrorize the people anymore. But I did not evacuate the people of Iron's Edge. No, I protected them. My team and I protected them. I did not do it alone.
And supposedly we protect this place. Yes?
Well, this place is much bigger and seems to have a bigger threat, but I do not feel right just doing nothing for them.
Agreed.
So she's staring at you with like her fingers on her temples just kind of rubbing like, oh gods.
If you are that afraid, by all means leave. We will figure it out.
Well, I'm afraid for a reason. This is one of the dragon tyrants that's coming here to destroy this city. This is not Piddlywink, the royal lord, bringing some pissant army that's going to siege the city until it's eventually defeated. This is a dragon that's going to rain fire and rot from the sky. This should be terrifying.
So we just...
I will take your silence as not understanding that fully. And I appreciate that. Because the first time that these things were taken out, the Cabal of Magi was 72 strong. And now I am one.
Four.
She's like blinking rapidly, trying to figure out who the other three is.
Notice I didn't include Ansigar in that. Because I'm assuming he doesn't want any part of this.
Harkos, as she's blinking rapidly, be like, I know I've said it once before, he's new, so.
Okay.
So you would rather we just all forget another place existed than...
I'm not saying that I like the idea. I'm just saying that it is within the realm of extreme possibility that this town is destroyed, and there's almost nothing that could be done about it.
Almost.
Are you going to hit the dragon in the face with that hammer on your back?
If I must.
Okay.
You said almost, so there must be something.
She's like doing the hands on the temple thing again. Okay. Do you have any idea how long that this dream was in the future? Like, was there any indicator? That's a no. Okay, cool.
In the dream, the town was empty. That's all I know. I was walking around. There was nothing.
Then we evacuate.
Was there something in particular that was the focus?
The cathedral seemed rather in the forefront of it all. I was in the middle ring, and that's where my eyes were drawn. And as I was walking around, I knew there was, I couldn't find anyone. And then the light shot. I honestly couldn't tell if it was up or down from the cathedral, but the light shot, and then the necrosis came, and then I awoke.
Okay. You have given me enough puzzle pieces. Okay. This is dragon shit right here. Right now, Pylorvo is weak. That he is not much stronger than some 100-year-old dragon. He's nothing. But if he were to pull the souls, he were able to pull the energy from the people here, if he were able to gather them in one place and then silly straw them up into himself, then he could reawaken that ancient power that he held. That must be what you were seeing.
So you think in his dream they were all in the cathedral?
That is my guess, because it would have to be very concentrated. That it's not you spend, you know, the better part of a day trying to wipe out the entire town. It has to be at once. It has to be sudden, and it's magic. It's true, real, deep dragon magic.
But what would bring all of these people together in the cathedral?
A call. The dragons had runes that they would use to rule over people. And if they needed sacrifices, they needed these people in close proximity to each other. In gatherings such as these, then there was specific runes that they used that they would have one of their servants paint it into a place. And its power would draw people to it. That they wouldn't know that it was for this reason, but it would take over their minds and they would just walk there. They would just go.
I don't suppose these same type of runes could cause an entire group of people to start attacking each other, could they?
Yes, they could.
Well, perhaps I'm gonna look over at Harkos again. Perhaps that's what they used on the train, then. I guess, in our defense, we must be immune to it.
But, or we got lucky.
Either is a possibility. I will not lie about that. It takes time for these kind of things to happen. Have you noticed anything weird around that? Like people being mindlessly drawn into the cathedral? Like, have you seen that? Is it fairly normal?
We've not really been to the cathedral, and
I think that a mindless wave of people walking into the center of town would probably be a pretty good indicator. Have you seen anything like that?
No.
Okay, so we have some time. Okay, you will forgive my leave. I may have a solution, but it's going to take me some time as well. I have to find it. So, but I should be able to counter that magic with something, but I have to find the recipe. So,
is there anything we can do to assist?
Your blood will not actually allow you into the repository for me to do that. So that's neither here nor there. The answer is no, unfortunately. I need to do this on my own because old binding magics and all this, it won't let it happen. So
how long do you need?
Carry the one. 3 days, give or take.
What if we don't have that long?
I would say have a backup plan so that you can get everyone out of town before the call goes out.
If we're going to get everyone out of town, we should start now.
If we are able to keep Pylorvo in a weakened state, then we can retrap his soul. And the only way to do that is to make sure that we know where he is going to be. If he thinks that he's going to get this, he will be here. But if we could counter it and then defeat him, we can re-imprison him within a jar, much like you have for Toravir. It's a risk. I understand your concern. It's a risk. But the destruction that he could cause by doing this somewhere else is limitless.
Well, the fact of the matter is you give us a potential 3-day window for you to maybe have a solution.
I definitely have to have a solution. I have to find the recipe. I do not have categorical knowledge of every spell that the dragons or the cabal used. It's impossible for one person to have all that.
Okay.
I have to find it.
You give us a potential 3-day window for a guaranteed fix. Apologies on my verbiage. What are we meant to do? Obviously, we would be best to be here in town, keeping eye on should things turn. But Ansagar is also being hunted in town. So how do you suggest that we deal with both of these issues over the next 3 days? We can't leave. We can't stay here.
Oh, you can leave, and you know, it's just it again is a risk. I honestly don't know. I am giving you what I've got and offering you the only solution that I have available to me that I can see. If you do not want to just abandon this town, this is the only thing that I know to do.
So why don't we find a place a little nicer, closer to the cathedral?
Sure.
It does not bother me.
I totally wasn't looking at her.
She still said it.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Then we can at least keep an eye on things there and make sure Ansagar doesn't get any new holes.
Oh, I probably wasn't supposed to laugh at that. Did he have a hole before?
He seemed
Never to. Never mind. Getting personal. Yes. Cool. We good then? You good?
Great.
Will you be able to find us?
Oh yes, that's not a problem.
Then I suppose.
You touched my coin. I know where you are.
That's disturbing.
you left a little bit of you on the coin because that's what it's supposed to do. Long story. I will be able to find you because you manhandled myself as a coin.
Wonderful.
I can turn it off later. It's useful for now. You could be upset about it, but it's useful for now.
Any recommendations on someplace close?
This is my first time here. I have no idea.
Ours also.
I don't know if there's anyone else in town that you know or anyone that you could get, but if we're going to fight a dragon, then if there's anyone that you know of that can help, that would probably be for the best.
From the sounds of things, you're stuck with us.
Okay. Cool. Oh gods. Okay. I'm gonna go. I will be in touch as soon as I get the ingredients and spell done. Okay. Bye. She gives you a nice little wave, and then she turns back into a coin. And then there's just this tiny little puff off the coin, and the coin disappears.
Awesome.
Well, should we go find a new place to bed down?
I suppose so. And Sigar, do you know of anywhere? That you would have preference on?
Anywhere not the place that we were before would be quite pleasant, yes.
That's very helpful.
I did not live here, I don't know. Phil? No. So
back towards the cathedral, then.
We'll figure something out.
Okay. All right. So as you turn around and you start leaving the alley, you hear footsteps coming from the alley the adjoining alley from the side of the building.
Like where we came in at, or?
Yes.
Okay. I'll grab my hammer.
Are you waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah, Harkos is going to put his hand up, like, to tell everybody to stop.
So you hear the footsteps, they grow a little bit louder, and eventually you start to see a shadow, forming from down the alley. And after a hauntingly long time, which it feels hauntingly long, three figures emerge from around the corner. Two knights, like you had previously seen, and then another creature that's robed floating behind them.
Oh, fantastic.
And you can feel its eyes linger on you.
So the mage left. We are too late, but we will have to settle for you.
And that
is where we'll friends, call it.
Is where we're going to call it for tonight.
And yay! That, my friends, is where we tell Ken he can go fuck himself.
That's a little rude.
It is a little rude.
I mean, come on, man. You knew it was coming. You're not allowed to be upset if you can telegraph the attacks and you still get hurt by it.
Yeah. True.
It just becomes your own inability to play the game.
It's my job to get butt hurt about the cliffhangers.
Oh, is it now?
It is.
It See, is.
I thought that was Trevor's thing, and he died, so maybe you should find a new thing.
That was Brad's thing, and...
Oh,
and...
I see.
I appreciate you both. Okay, well, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you enjoy what you're hearing, then... why don't you consider giving us some support? We have a couple of different ways. The first one is through Patreon. We are good little warlocks, and we offer up sacrifices to our beautiful patrons. Depending on the tier that you choose, you have any number of little goodies that we give out. If Patreon is not your thing, then you could just do something as simple as buy us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek, you can do a one-time bit there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to us on our website at rickgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek, or on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter if you want to say hello to Harkos and Lanros. Feel free to tag us at Roll in the Geek. That's RollinTheGeek.
See, oh, thanks for
you're not allowed to do those. Ken is barely allowed to do those. I'm allowed to do them because I'm selfish. You in no way are allowed to do those. You and now I have Ouch. To now I have to bleep that because you've hurt me.
Yeah, that's like the one word we agreed we wouldn't say.
Ouch.
Yeah. So enjoy the bleeped out word, audience.
All right. So, Nick, this week you are the sound gunsmith artificer.
Oh.
Ooh. Just in case there is stray cannon fire in the background that thunders out, you have the tools and expertise that are required to fix up the situation. Can you please... Thunder Canada is something fun to go out on.
I guess so, and I'll try not to bleep any of it this time.
God. So Hootie Who from Nick and Harkos, and as we dealt with the totally non-informative-ish meeting, as we dealt with it in episode 43. I said we a long time ago. I need to reiterate the rhyming word. And I'm sure we can't wait for yet another fight with the night people that's in store in episode 44. Because that has gone so well lately. No one's died fighting those guys. That'd be stupid. This week... pushing past the thoughts of Trevor, I have a song that is, I guess it's about Harkos. Maybe it's about Nick. Who knows? I don't know. But I called this one Opening Up, apparently. That's what it says at the top of the paper here. So without further ado, this is the first time this artist is getting a parody on the podcast, so that's fun. Without further ado, here is this week's parody. Enjoy. I've got issues wall to wall, Birdman fighting with my claws, gonna fight for as long as I can, cause to my friends I dare. To my friends, I dare opening up to, yeah. To my friends, I dare opening up to, yeah. Gotta try to answer the call, make a change to better it all. Doing my best to always help, the stress builds up, but I'll be cool, cause to my friends, I dare opening up to, yeah. To my friends, I dare opening up to, yeah. To my friends, I dare opening up to. Gonna grow the more we stroll. My group and I, that's how we roll. Don't need anyone else at all, cause to my friends, I dare.
To my friends, I dare opening up to, yeah. To my friends, I dare opening up to, yeah. To my friends, I dare opening up to. That's it. That's the whole thing.
That was very good. It took me a minute to catch on what the fuck it was. If you didn't notice that.
Yep. My problem was, is that I was, because I mean, they're not my favorite by any stretch of the imagination. I've heard a fair amount of their work, but trying to pinpoint, like, I knew what it was, but mm-hmm. it took me a few hot minutes there to figure out what tree you were barking up.
That one wasn't super simple for me to write.
I imagine not.
It was a little out there, but I got there in the end.
Yeah. That is not somebody who I ever would have thought of. So kudos.
Thanks.
Stop and recording.
Stopping it.
Beautiful human, you think you can bribe me with these?
Hey, honey, will you? Oh, who's your friend?
I am the demon lord, Bael Rhaegar, and I am here for his soul.
Uh-oh.
Well, this is going to be a problem.
Oh, no. Ow. Ouch. That is... Ah. Don't. You can't. Ah. Oh.
I told you I had a patron.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.